You're now on tape, AC Tough Shit on Zion, January 4th, 1977, on Tuesday.
Left off, Gemara Daf Zion, Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, Marabe Dei Rav Shile, Ki Osa Rav Dimo Rav Yechanen, in Carmel is Prusa Marbo, Yom Rav Sheishes, Vitifeses, Adaso. In Kamel es Prusa mit Dalet, Recha, wie ihr Loi mochim Pturu, Mutter lach Atchil und Heizim, wie Shom, wie Shus Arabi, wie Shus Ayoch. Wie die Fesse es begeiwa ad Jut. Mai mit die Fesse es Arasso. Ilei mit die Kinnachitza Asso, hu da habe Kamel es, wie Loi Loi habe Kamel es. So Rashi explained, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teitzes, in the Pshat and the Gemara. According to Rashi, it means that The Havikamas, the Havamina of the Gemara was that gave Asor, Mechitza Asor is a prerequisite in Kamas. In other words, if it's not Gave Asor, so then it doesn't have a Halishim Kamas. This is how Rashi explains it. Yilei Medike Mechitza Yud, Kein Biko Hamu Kepes Geda. Vi Yiseiro Al Beiso Sayin, So we say that if the biko is mukefes geda, and we say al bisasai, so then we say that if it has a mechitza yud, so then it is a kamales, and if it does not have a mechitza yud, so then it's not a kamales. It's not a kamales. So how can we say that? Viloi go oma rav gidu oma rav chie ba yeseif oma rav ba yeshe nisei asoro vikiruyo mashli yumei la asoro al gagi muta li tautel bichule biseichei mitautem biyole daldames. So we see that biseichei mitautem biyole daldames. Why? Because the teich of that bais that does not have a geva asoro inside, so has a din of a kamales. So we see that there is no such prerequisite. That there is no such prerequisite that if it does not have a Geva so, it cannot have a Chalishim Kamales. Here the Teich of the Bais does not have a Geva Yud, and it has a Chalishim Kamales. Elo Maivit, it faces Ad Yud, the Ad Yud, the Arve Kamales. The Maivim Yud, Tvochim Loi Arve Kamales. So in other words, maybe the Pshat in the Tefes Ad Yud is that Lemaila Miyud, so he does not have a Din Kamal. Yechod Omar Yishmuel Rav Yudah Shinane, Loitev Mimil Dishapse, Lemaila Miyud, Lemaila Yom Chesed Yilei Medei Yom Shai Yochid Lemaila Miyud, Vomar Rav Chizin Noa Tzkonu Bishra Yochid Zohar Vimach Al Gabo Vahal Gavei Yom Yomar Chayev Mitei Shio Shai Yochid Ola Kiya Elo Dei Rishis Arabin Lemaila Miyud. So Masnitzni Mitnan Azir Yidal Damez Bekeisel Lemaila Miyud Vochim Kizirik Ba'avya Lematim Yud Vochim Kizirik Ba'aretz Elo Akamalis. The incarnless Lemaila Miyut. So that's the pshat. That incarnless teife is v'tifeses al asor, because only the avir of the carmelis up to yud tvochim has a din of carmelis. But Lemaila Miyut does not have a din of carmelis. He's a mokim tur. In other words, the same aloche that applies to rishus rabin. So only the avir up to yud has a din of rishus rabin. But Lemaila Miyut has a din of a mokim tur. So the avir of the Carmelis, Lemaila Miyud, does not have a din of the Carmelis, it is a din of Mokim Tur. So the Akilu Rabbanon. So in other words, he's saying two things. The same two things. First, Rabbi Yechanan says in Carmelis Prusa Marbo. So that is the Kule of Rishus Hayochid. The Akilu Rabbanon, Mikule Rishus Hayochid, Mikule Rishus Rabbi, Mikule Rishus Hayochid, the Mokim Marbo, who the Ave Carmelis. V'loi mokim tur ba'almu mikule rishus arabim dad yud tvochim hudave kamales. So then the other halachi is, so one halachi is in kamales prusam arbo, that's mikule rishus ayochid, and the other halachi is that in kamales tifeses, in kamales is tifeses ad asoro, but l'mayl masoro not, that's the kule rishus arabim. So והכאילו ברבונו מכלו יש היוחד, מכלו יש הרב, מכלו יש היוחד היא כמו כמר בו, הוא דאר וקרמלס, זה פרסט דין. ואילו מוקם תאמרנו, מכלו יש הרבים, דאביו תרוחים, הוא דאר וקרמלס, למיילו מי תרוחים, לא יהיה וקרמלס. לא יהיה וקרמלס. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, this Rabbi Yochanan's din is mentioned in the Rambam. זהו קרמלס, תהיו שיש ביעבו על עבו, או יסר על כן, לגובי משליש ועשור, שהקרמלס אין מתפסס אלו עד עשור, ואין רחובו פוחס מעבו על עבו. תפס פוחס מעבו על עבו. So in other words, so the Rambam passes this thing. I mean, there is a chiddush in that Rambam, because one could say that this halacha of the interfaces that I saw, in other words, that it has the kule of the Rishus Arabim. Just as the Rishus Arabim, so the Avir, Lemailo Miyud, so has a din of the Mokim Ptur, so the Avir, Lemailo Miyud, Mekarmeles also has a din of the Mokim Ptur. Now, in the Gemore in Erev and Daftes, so there is a Machlekes, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi. So, V'rov Oma, Omer Abai. מסתבר מילצה דרבי יחנן תחס הקיר אבל במלכוין עושה. In other words, the mekeim alechi, so in the place enclosed by the lechi, let's say you have a lechi, a post, so that place, that's bein alchoyin, so the alochi is that you are not Abaye says that it's osa to be mitalik. ורובי אומר בין לחויים נאמה מותה. אומר רובי, מינו אמינה לו, יעלה אותו במיטל. מינו אמינה לו, דכי עושה רב דימו רבי יחנה מוקים שמידל על דלת, מותה לבני רשיס רב מלשיס רשיס היוחי לקטי חולו. ובלבד שלו יחליף. ואבאי יהוסם בגבי הגימו. אומר אבאי, מינו אמינה לו, דומר רב קומי בגוי, אומר רב, תיך הפסח צורך לכה אחלה תראי. יחי תהי מדיז בדלת על דלת, ואומר רב קומי ברובי, אומר רב, תיך הפסח אף על פי שאין בדלת על דלת צורך לכה אחלה תראי. Virobe, hosom di pasuach likarmeles. So di pasuach likarmeles. So it's olich lechi achil atire. Mashenke, abul yeshus rabbi. My shore yitzi vebare vegiure vishmishmaye. So hey, motzom mines mine vinia. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rovest whether we say motzom mines mine vinia or not. So in the Rambam, many Rishim pask like Abaye here, but the Rambam paskens like Rob. Dalid, Perek Zayin Aloch Yilal. Oh, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Milch Shabbos Aloch Yilal. Muta litautel bimovi tachasakeiro ibein alechoy. When the Rambam says tachasakeiro, that's difficult, so the raivet is massive. Ki tachasakeiro leila muta. Omar kosu the raivet shibushu, ki tachasakeiro leila muta. Avol bin alechoy im polikrove, di posuach vishus rabi muta, vike man di posaka abayet, mulechoy imosa. But the Rambam passes like Rove. So he says, Mutar litaltei b'mori tachas akiro bin alechoyim b'medvar mamurim kishohoy yosomuch l'shus rabbi. So then it's mutar. Avol imo yosomuch l'kamles if the lechi is posuach to a kamles, not to l'shus rabbi. So then it's also to be mitaltei. In other words, so kamles is more chomor than l'shus rabbi. Kamles is more chomor than l'shus rabbi. In other words, that if you have a lechi and it's posuach to a, let's say here you have the lechi, and here it's posuach to Rishus Rabbim, so it's mutar litaltei. But suppose here is a kamales, so it's also litaltei. Why? Because avolim o yesomuch litamales, also litaltei tachas akeiro, oy bin alechoi, achi yase lechi achir la'atirei, la'atir tich ha'pesach, sh'ari motzo minas mine vineya. Because if it is, if here is the lechi, so this place, and it's posuach to a kamales. Now, what is a kamales? So, what is a kamales? A kamales with the right say is a mokim tur. So, mimele, we say, motzo mines minei vineye. So, it's more chomor than when it is posuach to the Rishus Rabbim. If it's posuach to Rishus Rabbim, so it's not of its mean altogether, because this is the Rishus Rabbim. Masha'in kein, if the bein alechi is posuach to the kamales, and the kamales is also midraisi mokim ptur. So mimele, it's motzo mines minei, and it's also to be mitaltir. So it also has a din of a kamales. Alright, so the Rambam paskins like Rove, other Rishenim pask like Abai here. Now there are some Rishenim who say that this Gemore, and Gemore says here, and Gemore says here, that Omar Avshishes Tifeses Adasor. So what's the aloche of Adasor? That it has the kula of Rishus Rabbi, just as Lemailo Miyudin Rishus Rabbi. So does not have a din, so has it in the Mokim Tur, and you allow it to be mitalteil in Lemailo Miyudin the Avir of Rishus Rabbi. So Lemailo Miyudin the Avir of the Kamales also. So there are some Rishenim who say that Rabsheishes accords with Abai, because he doesn't say that motzon mines mine vineya. Masha'in kein, according to Rove, who says that kamales is more chomor than Rishus Rabbi. In other words, so he says it in regard to bein alchoy. So bein alchoy in Rishus Rabbi, in bein alchoy in Rishus Rabbi, so is mutar litaltei. But bein alchoy in the kamales is also litaltei, because motzon mines mine vineya. So the same thing he would say in regard to the lemaila miyud. To the Milo Miyud, the Avir of the Carmelites. So it will be also to be mitaltei, because that's a Mines Minevineya. So we see the Rambam, he paskins, even though he paskins there like Rove in regard to Bein Alchoyim, that we say what's a Mines Minevineya, but in regard to the Avir of the Milo Miyud, the Rambam paskins like Rav Sheshes, that it's only the Pesach Adasor. In other words, there is a difference. The aloche of, according to the Rambam, so the aloche of motzo mines mineya applies only to bein alchoyim. It doesn't apply to the avir of the milah miyud. Alright. Now the Rashi, the very long Rashi. Hoi gassim, in kamales pusa midale, reich, vi loi mokim pturu umutal chatril lehitzi mishom lishus rab mishra yochit, vitifeses vigiva ad yud, ukam reforsher, ilai medike mechitze yud, So the more sava mina according to Rashi is kein biko hamukefes geder viyiseiro al beisosayim velo yikvali diro. Teisves is chilek on Rashi, and Teisves says that the hava mina of the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't have such a hava mina that giva yud mechitzes yud should be a prerequisite for a kamelis. That the Gemara knew, but the hava mina of the Gemara according to Teisves is that it has to be an avir horou limchitzes asor laafuke biko that has a kiro that is musucheches bipoches miyud al gabi kundesin. Suppose you have just logs of wood and then you put a ceiling on the logs of wood, and those logs of wood are not mechitzes. In other words, in order to have it in mechitzes, so it has to be a yumet that in the corners, so it has an amo in each corner, in all the in the zovies. But if, let's say, you don't have yumdin, you just put up four logs of wood on the four corners, and it doesn't have an amo on each side, an amo here, an amo here, so then it does not have a din of mechitze. So it couldn't be kamer rishus ayochit. So suppose you put four amud, one amud here, one amud here, one amud here, one amud here, and then you put a tikra on top of the amud. So Yerusha Sayochid it isn't. So the Havamin of Gemara was that Rav Sheshes is saying that inasmuch as the tikra was put and it gave a less than yud, so in the melee there is no avir horol in chitzes asoro. So in the melee it's not a kamas. This is how Tesis explained it. But according to Rashi, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that mechitzes yud is a prerequisite for the chalishim kamas. It's very strange. So he says, you a medii ke mechitzes yud ki yin bikamu kefes geda. V'yisei ra'o v'yisosayim, v'lo yikvo l'diro, v'kiruyo v'mashlim v'kiriyo v'algagi, v'gavei ha'yud ha'va v'yishra yochim v'taltalt v'chule. Elo b'dalei d'chim d'lo yigvei ha'mchitza yud ha'va kamales, al mi yivcheshman n'lo. So we see that on the contrary, that if the bias is ain't eich yud, so then it is a kamales. The ad yud ha'va kamales. Avyo shol biko yishol yam, o yishol ka'afi yesal b'sayim. Teiv is a shmei adyud, aber meilu miyudin shim kamles al avirei, v'dova shim misuyen, ki geyin pnei leveino, oi pnei keiser, oi kolat min avir, le meilu miyud, izmut al hat, le heitzi le chatchile mishom, le shusa yochid, o le shusa rabin, dein shim kamles olo, ke heiche de avir le meilu miyud, le shusa rabin, le shusa rabin, so in other words, so the same kule, that applies to le shusa rabin, applies to Kamalas as well. And we don't say that Kamalas is more homo on the basis of Motzom Minas Minevineya. Kidit Nali Kamalim Ailam Yud Kizelik Bag, Gabi Kamalas Namela Kamalas, Uvidova Misuyam Kirish Amud Gabli Veino Lekel Ukme. These be Arba, so Pshita del Mailam, the Mailam Aso, we have a Kamalas. Do have Filamu Bishusarabim Wishusayochidu, Vidiles be Arba, Uli Matam Aso. And if he doesn't have arba l'arba, and if matam masor mi ave kamles, or komar in kamles prusam arba, vi bli koi bi kamles, vi chivin do es vidale, have shom, have shim kamles olo, im kei motzino chema bi kamles yusarabi, dilo bi shusarabim kehai gavnu mokim turu, u bote lo muter, lo shusarabim lo shusayachid, vanan amrinam bishmaitin da itifesis adyud mikule shusarabimi, hil kach lo misuk meelo bavir. Ilay medin rishna yochi shalat bechotza ba'av lemal miyud elo mokim tu poti lav gabu mishus rabim no atzkon eskom in rochid dalet vizorat mishus rabim lechal gabu fchayev kimu lechal gabu karka tuli boya no achal mokim dalet mishus yochi ufoy kam mishmaiti ad rokiya akol avir shechineget rishus yochi bein av chotza bein avir amud vishus rabim govei ayud vrochid dalet kinegdei ad lerokiya shem rishus yochi dalet. So in other words, so Rashi says here that not only the Rishus Hayochid Zilat Rokia in the Mokim that is Mukev with Mechitzes of Yud, but even the top of the Amud is also Eile Adl Rokia. Is also Eile Adl Rokia. Because there is a Shita of the Ramban that distinguishes. The Ramban is now turn to the Gemara in Azeret, that Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, the fourth line. Boi minei Rav Mordechai Mirov, Amud Birshus Rabbi, Govei Ayud Virochet Dalet, Vizorak Vinochal Gabo Mal. Mi Amrinon, Hare Akira Biiser, Hare Anoche Biiser, O Yidil Mokim Mokim Turka Asiyelot. So what was that by it? If you have an Amud Birshus Rabbi, Govei Ayud Virochet Dalet, and then someone threw something. V'nochal gabo. So he's a chayvona. Mi amrina rea kira bi yisera rea noche bi yisera. O yidil mo kim di mokim ptuka asye loi. Mokim ptuka asye loi. Now let's see the Rashi. So mokim ptuka asye. Hare akira bi yisera mishis rabim. Hare noche bi yisera mishis ayochit. If somebody threw and it fell on top of the omud. So he's chayv. Oh, we say since mokim ptuka asye is not chayv. שיאפשר שלו יתביע תחילו למעלה מן העמוד. בעל מן העמוד, שהוא מוקים פטור, שאין עבר ישוס רבי, ואף על רשיס היוחד נאמר להווה, וכי אמרינון, רשיס היוחד לא רק כי יהנה מילה כנגד רשיס היוחד, אבל היי, מכמד לימטה להעביר עמוד, עד ביה למיילה מסור. So that's an abaye that Rav Mordechai inquired from Rav. So he said, Omri Maslisi, Ose Shail Rav Yisrael Maslisi, Ose Shail Abayo Maslisi, Omri, Kulche Beruke Da Adoni Tifisu, Omri, Vatli Tisbere, Vatna, how can you have a sofik, Vatna, Nikolman, Vinikol, Gabon Chayev, so it's Mifuresh, that if he puts on top of the Omud, he's Chayev. Omri, Dile Maslisi, Bimachat, Machat Name, so Machat is very small, so he doesn't have to go to a mocking tour. So Amalei, machat name, he has to immediately report it, it has to be lifted a little, so it still goes on a mocking tour. So it is like Moshe, when there is a crack in the Amud. So Mimele, he doesn't have to pass through the mocking tour. So Tesis says, the Kashe, Vim Teina, Maiko mi bode, Tiv Shei, to the Tanya, before the Kame, Hameitzi, Mechonis, Lepratia, Derech, Stop Chai, Vechot Hameishi, Vechazir, Chai, Vamrim Aliyu, Hameitzi, Masu, Lemayu, Masor, Chai. So how can he have a sofik if somebody throws a chifetz on top of the amud? Now the surface of the amud is certainly has a din of yochid. But the shaila is, in as much as it has to be lifted above the surface, so mimele it's already so it goes through in mokim tu. So mimele maybe he's potter, but. But that's a price in the foreshes, ach, hamitzi mechonis lo etpati derach stov yitzchaye. And even Benazai, so he's only chilek in respect to Mavia, but in respect to Zeire, the Gemara says, Benazai is not chilek. Vamrinu liil, hamitzi maso lo mailo maso achay. Ufor sharaf, peiros, didavke, kishe posakeche, nimokim tukom iboyle. כשזורק למיילום יוד, כנגד אבירי של זרבין, ויורד לו אבן בלחסן, ונוח על העמוד, ויריזו, אינו מכיחי אורישן, אלוקי הכיחי, וכי מנימוק עם טורקסיה, יש הפסק, ונקיר רשינו לאנוכה. אבל אם זורק ממש, כנגד העמוד, שלא הולכו בלחסן כלל, אלא הולכו מכיחי, עד העמוד ודחי. So in other words, the Abaye of Rav Mordechai is that maybe when do we say that he is chayev, when is it possible to say that he is poter when it goes balachsen? So in other words, it's a derivative force. So it's keach keche. So then that's the Abaye. Now this is what Tesis says. The Ramban has the same kashe. How can Rav Mordechai have a sofik as to whether Amud Beshus Arabim Goveya Yud Rochev Dalet Vizorak Vinoch Al Gabo, whether it's Chayev or it's not Chayev? But why? Because we're walking to Kasye, but the surprise of the precious Hameitz in the Chonus Lepuatia de Aslov, and the Ramban rejects Harav Peiros Teretz, that Abaye has referenced to a case where it went Derech Halachs. So it's not Keiche, it's Keiach Keiche. So the Ramban mentions a big Chiddush. This is the reason why I'm mentioning it. I mean, because Rashi Shita, we see from this Rashi that Rashi is chilek on the Ramban. Rashi is chilek on the Ramban. So the Ramban says, Eloch Haname, of course, the fact that the chifetz in the course of its passage goes through a mokim to, so that does not preclude any chiyuv. That's a price in the precious. Hameitz in the chonus leplatid or chsov, even though there was an interim period in which the chifetz passed through a neutral zone, so he's still chayev. But here, the abaye of Rav Mordechai was an account of the fact, because here, when the chifetz, let's say, when you throw a chifetz on top of the amud, mm-hmm. This is the amud. So then, the top of the amud, the surface, the gav or amud, has a din of rishus hayochid. But the Avir Amud does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid. Even though we say Rishus HaYochid Eil Ad Rokiya, so when do we say Rishus HaYochid Eil Ad Rokiya, according to the Rambam, that is only if you have a Rishus HaYochid of open space that is surrounded by Mechitzes. So then we say Rishus HaYochid is Eil Ad Rokiya. So we say Gudasik Mechitzte, I mean when you have Mechitzes Mamesh. So let's say you have here Mamish Mechitzes that are marking hollow space, So then we say Rishayochid Dilo Adlokia. So mainly it's Mukav Mechitzes Adlokia. Mashein Kein here, it's Amud Gavei Ayud. So the Amud does not have Mechitzes that are Makif open space, but that's the Aloche that gave Ayud also has a din of Mechitzes. But the Aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte is not Shayach, because it's when do we apply the Aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte? That is, if it, you have mamish mechitzes. By omud gavei ayud or teu gavei ayud, you don't have actual mechitzes. It's a din mechitzes. It's a din mechitzes. Mamish mechitzes means that you have open space, and that is surrounded by mechitzes. But omud gavei ayud, it's kulei otum. So memele, you don't have mamish mechitzes, actual mechitzes. The halacha is that gave ayud has a din mechitze. So maybe we cannot apply the aloche of gudasik mechitzte. The aloche of gudasik mechitzte applies only. The aloche of gudasik mechitzte applies only to actual mechitzes, not to omud gavei ayud, which only has a din mechitz. So maybe that means that the gavo amud is a rishus ayochid, but the avir on top is not a rishus ayochid. That's a mokim too. So the abaye of Rav Motri is: do we say that in view of the fact that there has to be Hanoch in the Rishus HaYochid, so as long as it lies on the Rishus HaYochid, because the Gavo Amud is the Rishus HaYochid, even though it occupies space in the Aviro Amud, that is not the Rishus HaYochid, so it's considered to be Hanoch in the Rishus HaYochid, because the fact that it lies on the Rishus HaYochid, that's the criterion, not the fact that it occupies space in the avir of the amud, or since it occupies space in the avir of amud, and the avir of amud does not have a din rishayochid, because we don't ligabe amud, we don't apply the aloche of gudasik mechitzte. So maybe it's not considered as munach in the rishayochid, or it's not considered completely munach in the rishayochid. It's considered as partly munach in the rishayochid and partly munach in the mokim tur. So mimele it's agde in mokim tur. So mimele he's potter. That's the abaye of Rav Motri. So we see what a big chiddush according to the Ramban. That the Ramban shiti is that the aloche of rishayochid il adrokia applies only to mechitzes mamish. It doesn't apply to amud. But Rashi says the contrary. He says Adrokia Kolavir Shekhenegid Rishayochid, Bein Avir Chotzer, Bein Avir Amud Rishisarabim Govei Ayud Rochim Dalet, Kinegdi Adrokia Shem Rishayochid Olof. So we see that Rashi is Chelik and Ramban. I mean, all the Rishayim are Chelik and Ramban. And from the Roshan of Rashi, so we have to say, so that Rashi will have to agree with the Teretz of Rav Boyos. In other words, that here the Abaye is, and from Roshan of Rashi it's Mashma, that the Abaye consists in the question as to whether he's chayev, even though it passed through, because in order to fall on the amud, so it had to be lifted, so it passed through a mokim tur before it reached the amud, but not that the avir amud itself is a mokim tur. So in other words, so then the kashi is from the price of Mamitz Mechomes Leplati Derech Stop, so Rashi will have to agree with the Rav Peiros Teres. Alright. Elo, they never wish I yoke the Malam Yud, the Abba Avira Mokim Tu. Mas Nisne. The Roma way with Shmuel, Lashmino. Lashmino. Hazir da da mishis rab bin de kase ogen du shmein mit kam. Kizir ba ave pot lab mishis rab bin noch nicht yoch name la habe. Er do mar am suyen vor khat arba. Kizir borgen ve khay da ave mishis rab. Vi ave mishis rab bin mish noch mashu. Hava noch. Ve mi do mar noch da am suyen mat mi. Da hu khosh ve never geshus khosh ve atsmi. Ve kam es mo bin tur ve hava noch mishis rab. A kam ve mishis ve kilo ve rabonon. Li yu koi. עד רב דימי ורב שייסס דעקילו ברבונם בקרמלס הויו ואיסורו מדבריהם עקילו מכולי רשוס רבים ורשוס היוחד ורשוס רבים רב דימי השמינו מכולי רשוס היוחד כאיכל רשוס היוחד לעשה פוחס מרוחם דלת והמכניס רשוס רבים אולוב פותר קרמלס נאמה להבה ומוטה לך תחיל להכניס רשוס רבים ורשוס היוחד אולוב ורב שייסס השמינו דמי כולי רשוס רבים נאמה עקילה לו דמי תפסס באוויר למיילו מיוט Tirshis Ayochid. El Mato Miyut Kiteras Rishis Arabi. Right. Now the thesis. Ileime. The other sorrow to have a calmless. We loyal have a calmless. Pirsha Rashi. Kikim Biko Hamukethis Geder. We say all base society. We will hear of Lidir. We caution Lidir. Dor Rishis Ayochidi. Bain Liule. Bain Rapshishis. Will have a tzorich la'asuyem mirab gidu. So the first kashi of Tesis against Rashi's pshat, according to Rashi, the havamin of the Gemara was that Rashi's is saying that mechitzas yud is a prerequisite in the shem kalmus. So why does the Gemara have to resort to rab gidu omar afchir ba'yisei? That we see everybody is made that it is not a prerequisite for calmness. So the Rishis Ayochidi and Gemara on top. So both Bein Ula Bein Rav Ashi. So they say that Midrash says the Rishis Ayochid will have a tzorich la'asuye, merav gidu. Vehi deir koma viloi lahave calmness v'areyamu biko ein le'mechitzes. So how can we say that it's a prerequisite? It's a prerequisite for Kamalas. I mean, that's a very strong kashe against Rashi. I mean, it's a price for Reshes that Yam Ubiko has a din of a Kamalas, and he doesn't have Mechitzes Yud, Yam Ubiko. He doesn't have Mechitzes Yud. So Mamele Taser says, we need a little bit of a Roshim. Ilay me adike Mechitzes Yud, hain aviro rol Mechitzes Asor. Lafike biko mitzucheches bipoches miyud al gabi kundesim to have a kamales kim den geveya yud we have a mokim tu umuta li talt likule vama rav gidu. So the according to Tesis, the havamin of the Gemara was that if he does not have avia that his role in chitzis asor, so then he doesn't have a shem of kamales. So the raya is from rav gidu that the teich of the bayis, even though it has mechitzes and it's not role in chitzis asor, because the titro is placed on a lower height than the 10, so still it has a din of kamalas. But in order to answer Tesis kashi against Rashi, so we have to say. So Tesis has two kashis against Rashi. One kashi against Rashi is. The Rishis Ayochidi Ben Yehuda Ben Rashish Ravash will have a tzorich la'asuye mirav gidu. So why do we have to resort to Rav Gidu Tzaloche? I mean, Ule and Ravash are both made that it's a Rishis Ayochid, that it is a Rishis Ayochid. So how can we say? That Mechitzes Yud is a prerequisite for the Shem comes. So the Teretz would be Enoch and Ame. Ule and Ravashe are both made that it is a Rishus Ayochit. That it is Ayochit Midraisi. That there is Ayochit Midraisi. And then it's only a kamales midrabon. Since midrais is a rishus ayochid, so it's a kamales midrabon. So we can deduce from Ule and Ravashi that even though how can we say that he does not have a din of a kamales if he does not have yud? If he does not have a din of a kamalas, if he does not have yud. So we could say that true, that the raya, the gemore's havamini was that he can mechitze yud. In other words, kin biko amukefes geda vi yiseir al bi sasayim velo yikvo lidiro. So then it is. So then it has a din of a kamalas, midrabon. But if it does not have mechitze yud, so then it does not have a din of kamalas midrabonon, and it's a mokim too. This is what the Gemara. This was the halamin of the Gemara. Ilay medikem yichitiyut kein biko amu kefes geda viyiseir al bisasayim vilo yukval idiro. So then, if it has mechitzesiyut, so then it has. Then it midrabbonon it's a kamelis, even though midrabbonon it's a mishayochid, but midrabbonon it has a din of a kamelis. Mashenken, if it does not have mechitzesiyut, so then it's not a mishayochid, and it's not a kamelis midrabbonon, but it's a mokim too. So the Gemara had to mention the memory of Rav Gigel that even if he does not have mechitzes yud, so it's still a kamelis, not a mokim tum. Yes? So what? I mean, so you are allowed to be mitalpul in it. They are not making negative deraisa. It's not that the chachomim were misaking, that he should be potter, that if somebody throws from the rishus rabbim into that place, so he should be potter. But here, it's not the rishus hayochid. If he doesn't have mechitzes yud, because she amukeves geder v'yisei rao v'yisasayim v'lo hikvali diro, and if he does not have mechitzes yud, so it's not the rishus hayochid. So memele, but we could say that it has a din of a mokim ptur, not a kamelis. So the Gemara mentions the memory of Rav Gigel that it has a din of a kamelis, not lekule but lechumre. So we couldn't deduce from Ule and Rav Ashi. All that Ule and Rav Ashi say is that biko amukefes geder v'yisei rao v'yisasayin. So that, and if it has mechitzes yud, so midrais it's a rishus hayochid. But we are not concerned here with the draise. True midraise, if it has mechitzes yud, it is a rishus hayochid. But midrabonon, if it has mechitzes yud, it is a kamelis. But if it doesn't have mechitzes yud, it's not even a kamelis, it's a mokim tur. That we could say. So the Gemara has to mention the memory of Rav Gidl. It has a din midrabonon, it has a din of a kamelis. Now then is the other kashi. The Teisa says against Rashi. The Hilchei Koma, we have a kamelis, v'arayamu biko eila mechitzes, and still it is a kamelis. So we have to say that we could say it's possible. I mean, I'll leave it there, so it's not like that. But the halamin of the Gemara was that maybe there is a distinction between two kinds of kamelis. Because we have two kinds of kamelis. Kamelis is midrabon. One kind of kamelis is the kind of kamelis like yam and biko. So midraisei, it is a mokim ptur yam or biko. And midrabonon, it is a kamelis. Now, then there is another kind of kamelis. Let's say, that biko hamukefes geder v'yisei rao b'sosayim, so midraisei it's a v'sosayochit. As Ulen Ravashi said, but with Rabbonon it's a kamelis. So Memele, the halamin of the Gemara was that in respect to that kind of kamelis, where let's say a biko amukefes geder, so the Chachomim declared it as a kamelis if it has mechitzes yud. So Memele. So since the Chachomim made a special takon in regard to biko hamukefes geder, that even though midraisei it's a rishus hayochid, so midrabonon it should have a din of kamelis, so the Chachomim won't misakein only when it has mechitzes yud. Masheimken, if it does not have mechitzes yud, so it should not be kamelis. Masheimken ligabei biko yam. So they are midraise. There was no takones chachomim that even though midraise it's a rishus hayochid, so it should become a kamelis midrabonon. But the takones chachomim was that even though midraise is a mokim ptur, so midrabonon it's a kamelis. So there the chachomim didn't apply this prerequisite that it has to have mechitzes yud, but they applied this prerequisite of mechitzes yud, that to become a kamelis only in respect to Bikram Mukefin's Gedda V'Yisera V'Yisayim. So there the Chachomim found it necessary to confer upon it a status of Kamales L'Chumre, even though Midraise it is a Rishus HaYochid. So they were misaking that if it is not a Rishus HaYochid, Midraise, let's say if it doesn't have Mechitzes Yud, so it shouldn't even have it in a Kamales. That was a Havamin of the Gemara. All right. Now the Gemara. Good. Omer Rav Gidlo, Omer Rav Chiyah, Bayesef, Omer Rav. Bayi she'im teiche yud, v'kiru ye mashlem yud, al gage imuta litalte v'chulei, b'sei chei mitalte lom bei elo b'dal edam. Omer Rav Baye, v'im chokak b'dal edal dalet, v'shlim ili yud, muta lichalte v'chulei. My time, have a chure v'shis hayochi, חורש סיוחיד וחורש סיוחיד כרשו סיוחידון ואית מה חורש סיוחיד כרשו סיוחידון חורש סרבים הבא יומה כרשו סרבים דומה רוב הומה לאף כרשו סרבים So if the bias does not have a gave of yud inside but the ceiling is mashlim at yud let's say the gave of inside is 9 tfochim but the uve hakiru is 1 tefach so then al gage so it's mutali tautel bechure Al-Gage. So it's put al-Khalta b'chule. Because Al-Gage is on the top of the roof, so it has a give of view. But b'seiche imitalkel b'yelud al-Dames, but the teich does not have view, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid. So memele, you are, so it has a give of a kamales, so memele, it can only be mitalkel less than al-Dames. Mashen came if he makes a chtak, if he digs a pit, in the midst of that bayis, of the karaka of the bayis, and the dalet al dalet, so then, that chkak has a din of Rishus HaYochid, because we are mitzarei, the emek, and the geiva. So, emek and the geiva are mitzarei. So, memele, that chkak has a geiva yud, the bottom of the chkak. So, is goveya yud. So the rest of the bayis is open to the bottom of the to the ground of the chkak. So mele it has a din of churish hayochid. So the whole bayis acquires the status of churish hayochid. Now Rashi, chokak bevikalka bayis mtsosi abo beirach bereichad. Vishnu imokim chkak lechol yud kovei ad akiru nase kol bayis kol churish hayochid. In place of Shayochi, who behem churim klapa Shayochi, shame kirish Shayochi, vaname, kibn dineged achkak Shayochi dom, gomu, ino have a pace, shall tashmisha Shayochi, because it's open to the chkak. Now, so from Rashi it's mashma, that the reason as to why the teich is not a Shayochi is because the teich does not have a give a yud, if he didn't make a chkak. So then, so the level of the karka, or the level of the karka of the bayis, so has only a geiva of 9 tvochim up to the seal. The rach says something else. The rach says, now look at the rach. What the rabbi did on the bayis himzich asor b'kiruy of mashul masor al gagim mutal talki bechule ki yeshus ayochi dochoshi. The Amrinon v'chai gavne good asik mechitz. Good asik mechitz. So b'seichei emitalkel bei elo b'dal dames. So again, you see, from this rach, I mean, which is Rashi Shite, we had it in Rashi already. So we see that the reason as to why an amud gobei ayud. So the surface, the gav or amud, has a din of Rishus HaYochid. So that's because we apply the aloche of gudasik mechitz. In other words, without the aloche of gudasik mechitz, so the surface of the amud would not have a din of Rishus HaYochid. Why not? Why do we have to? We see that Rashi, the Ramban Shita, is not like that, because the Ramban Shita is that the avir of the amud does not have a din of it. So, obviously, according to the Ramban, the reason as to why the Gavra Amud is a Dirish Sayochi, that's not based upon Gudasik Mechitzte. But we saw in Rashi before that Rashi says that the reason as to why Gavra Amud has the Dirish Sayochi is because of Gudasik Mechitzte. And without recourse to the Haloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, the Gavra Amud wouldn't have a Dirish Sayochi. Why not? Because in order to be a Dirish Sayochi, according to Rashi, it must be Muket Mechitzes. It must be Muket Mechitzes. So, Gavu Amud, you say, Govei Ayud, you have an Amud Govei Ayud. This is not Mukef Mechitzes. You don't have any Mechitzes that enclose it, that surround the space. But, on account of the Aloch of Gedasik Mechitzte, so we say that the Pnei Amud goes up, so this Pnei Amud goes up, this Pnei Amud goes up, this Pnei Amud goes up, and this Pnei Amud goes up. So, mainly it becomes Mukef Mechitzes. But if there hadn't been an Aloch of Gudasik Mechitzte, so then we couldn't say that the Gavra Amud itself is a Rishis Hayochi. It's only on the basis of Gudasik Mechitzte. That's the shite of Rashi, and not Rambam. So you see that the Rach agrees with Rashi on that point. He says, "By Shein Sichei Asoro, Shein Sichei Asoro Tvochim, V'kiru Yov Bashel Asoro, Al Gagi Muta Litalto Bechule, Kikiru Shus Hayochi Duchoshu." Why do they have to mention Gudasik Mechitzte? Is the Gav Hagag? The answer is no. Without Gudasik Mechitzte, since the Mechitzes don't go above, so it's not Mukim Mechitzes. So the Gag itself is not Mukim Mechitzes. But because of the Haloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, so the Gag itself is considered Mukim Mechitzes. All right. That's one thing. So on that point, the Rach agrees with Rashi. The Amrino Bechai Gavri Gidas Mechitzni. Bisechei Mitalkon De Yawed Adames, Maitai Mekin Drechose Lidire in Amchitzes Muya Eleyes. Elo Kmoi Shein Shom Mechitzes Dom. Elo Kmoi Shein Shom Mechitzes Dom. So, Omar Abayi, Im Chokak Bidal Dardale, Bidal Dardale Buch Labayis, Maitai Mehilo Abo, Sheish Begivon Eseya, Hin Abayis, Vashoch Shivin Kecheri. Bikaimlon, Chur Shayoch Yishayoch Dom. So we see a big chiddush in the Rach. In other words, not as Rashi explains it. From Rashi and some other Rishonim, it appears that the reason is, as B'seichei Mitalkulin, is because even though on top it has a Givayut, but inside it doesn't have a Givayut. And we don't say that on account of the Givayut on top, so mainly even the inside has it in the Rosh Hayochid. That we don't say. But from the Rach it appears that as far as Mechitzes is concerned, so as long as it has Mechitzes on top, so Mimele it gives it a din Mechitzes at the bottom too. But there is another prerequisite in Rishis Hayochid. Rishis Hayochid, in order to have a din Rishis Hayochid, according to the Rach, it must be Rol Nidire, it must have Aviyud. It must have Aviyud. Now, so you ask, if it must have Aviyud, so why do we say that Amud Govei Ayud, Til Govei Ayud is a Rishis Hayochid? That's Kulei Otum. It certainly doesn't have Aviyud. The answer is, so that's because the Rach bases the Aloche of the Amud Govei Ayud on the Din of Gudas Nechitzte. So that means that the Pnei Amud goes high up after the Rokia. So Memele, it certainly has Aviyud. It certainly has other yud that is Mukem Mechitzes, because we apply the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte. We apply the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte. Masheim Kein, in this case, of Bani Shein Techiyud, Vikirui of Mashlimei Liyud, so true that on top of the Gag, so we say Gudasik Mechitzte, and it has an unlimited space up to Rokia that is Mukem Mechitzes. But we don't say, so then the question arises, since we say Gudasik Mechitzte, so Memele, the Teich should also be, the Teich Abayi should have it in Rishis Hayochid? No. Even though there is Mechitzes, the Mechitzes Mibachutz is considered as Mechitzes Mibifnim also, according to the Rach. But there is another prerequisite. In Rishis Hayochid, that it must have Aviyud, holy dear. If it's not, if it doesn't have Ava Yud, it's not Holy Dilek. So the top of the Gag certainly has Ava Yud. Adler Okiya it has Avia. That is Holy Dilek. But the Teich HaBayis does not have Ava Yud, so it's not Holy Dilek. So the Mele, it's not a Rishayon. Now, the Mishneh Brura has a suffix. It's a very strange Mishneh Brura. Because the Rach uses the Roshin, my Tanne King Lechosel Yidire, in Amchitzes Mialeis, so the Mishneh Brura equates it with Tarfif, Yesem Bisosai, Shalohukaf Lidire. So the Aloche is that he doesn't, it's in the Carmelites. So he says, maybe, according to the Rach, so the whole Aloch, he's not sure the Mishneh Brura, but he says that maybe that according to the Rach, so the whole Aloch of Rav Gido, that Biseiche in Mitalkulim Be'yahu Midal Adames, so it only means Midrabonon in Mitalkulim Be'yahu Midal Adames. Midrabonon it has a Dino Bekarmeles, like Karfi, Shalohu Kaf Nidire, because, so here too, it's not only Dire, it doesn't have Aviyut, but Midrai say if somebody will throw a chifetz from the Rishus Rabin, let's say there is a window in that bayis, and through the window you throw a ball into the bayis, so he'll be chayim. He'll be chayim. So he'll be chayim. This is what he said. This is a mishnah, but it's very strange. I mean, of course, I mean, it's not mashma. It's not reasonable. I mean, that the whole aloche of Rav Gido, that he says, Biseichem Taltmul Dal Dames is only the Rabbonim Dike Aloche. Of course, there is the Rabbonim. The Yisra to be Mitaltel is the Rabbonim. But that Midrai say it has a din of Rishus Ayochi. And it's only the same Rabbonim like Karfi, Yisem Vesesayim. But the plain pshat in the Rachi is that Rachshite is Kindle Chosel Dire that's the Midrai say. In other words, it has to be Chosel Dire. If it's not Chosel Dire, so it does not have a Chalei Shem Rishus Ayochi. In order to have a chalei shem rishus ayochid, it must be chozal idire. So, karfif yesem besasayim is chozal idire. It's loy hukav idire, but it's chozal idire. Mashein came here, it's loy chozal idire. It has less than yud. Hollow, a hollow less than yud. So, maybe midirai say it couldn't have rishus ayochid. So, according to the Rach, they are besides the prerequisite of mechitzes yud. So there is another prerequisite, it has to be Holy Dire. And when is it Holy Dire? If it has Ava Yud. So Mimele, this is what the Rach says. Alright, now, let's see the thesis. Vimchokak beidalad al dalad. Hikshol erbo. Maishne misuke de nigobe a Yud, yom av vertamed isuke, chokak bol ashlim al Yud, im yesh misvas chak u keisel gimul tvochim psuo, poches mi gimul kshelo, vohoche mahanech kike afu mufleges na keisel hav. So take the reverse, the kashe, all the Rishonim mentioned that kashe. Why do we say here that im chokak bei dalet al dalet? And then, from the ground, from the level of the ground of the chkak, up to the ceiling, there is yutvochit. So then, that chkak, has it in a brish shayochi, why? We are mitzarei. Now let's say, we have here in the chise, we have here a mechitze that is 8 tvochim high, and then we put a ceiling, 2 tvochim. So the inside does not have a din of shayochi. But if you make the chkak here, even though the chkak is removed more than 3 tvochim from the kesel, so then the ground of the chkak, so the imek of the chkak is mitzuref with the mechitze weight. The imek of the chkak is 2 tvochim, and the geva of the kesel is 8 tvochim. So maybe it's mitzuret, even though the chkak is more than 3 tvochim removed from the wall. But gabisuke we say that suppose the geva of the deifen, the geva of the deifen is less than yud, and then he makes a chkak in the suke, in the ground of the suke. So only if the chkak happens to be within 3 tvochim away from the David. So then it's mamish mokmechot. But if it's more than 3 tvochim, we are not mitzari. The emek of the beir with the geva of the David. We are not mitzari. And how is it that here we are mitzari, the geva of the kesel with the emek of the beir? That's the slash. Chobu ashlimu im yesh misvas chakul kesel gimu tvochim psuo. Pochiz migimu kshel. Die Hochem haben euch gekauft auf dem Fleges nach Kislau. Wie Tiritz. Die Schaame Hossom gab die Suke. Die Bino sche in Mechitzes Muches Lischach. Die Alfinen Hossom Mechitzes Besukes, Besukes, Besukes. Die Damrien Hossom. So in other words, three times it's mentioned. Three times. So in other words, we need three twanies. Actually, the Gemara doesn't say that from this Droshe, we learn out from this posik the fact that it's mentioned three times, basukes, 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 so that we need mechitzes smuches l'schach. But Tesis explains the Gemara that way. You could say that all that the Gemara says is that we need three tvanis. But Tesis assumes that this Gzeras HaKosuv not only implies that we need three tvanis, but that we need three tvanis smuch smuch l'schach. That's the halacha. So, Shano Hosom Gabisuke, the Bino Shem Mechitzes, Smuches Leschach. Yalfin Hosom Mechitzes, Basukes, Basukes, Basukes. Gamrin Hosom, Hirchikasichoch Mnatvane is Psu, Ulehoche Bino Shem Poches Migimu. Die Zorich Lizare, Hagidu Chokakum Chitzes, Kide Shem Yismuches Leschach, Shechenegat Anek. So, in other words, so Tesis Teretz is that the reason is why Gabisuke, if it's more, if it's removed more, three Tvochim or more, so then from the so then it's not good because by suke there is aloche that the tfane is have to be somuch lischach. So mimele, if you have the chak more three tvochim or more removed from the deifen, so mimele you don't have a deifen of yud, a deifen of yud that is somuch lischach. You don't have a deifen of yud. You only have a deifen of two that is somuch l'schach, but you don't have a deifen, you only have a deifen of eight that is somuch l'schach. You don't have a deifen, you don't have a deifen of you that is somuch l'schach. Mashenkin Gabi Shabbos, there is no aloche of the mechitze has to be somuch. To be somuch to the kiru, I mean, it doesn't require a kiru altogether, Gabi Shabbos. Just mechitzes. So mimele, you can have a tiru of the imek in one place with the mechitze in another place. This is what Tesis said. Ve'afo gav the deifen akumo machsheres adalad ames mitaretz la'ashas hanu mila yichadike mechitzes ma'al yisei. Aber auch hat die Schavie in der Chitze in Poches mit Gimu mit Starif Agidu dem Achitzes. Da haben wir so noch... So mit Poches mit Gimu mit Starif Agidu dem Achitzes. Da haben wir so noch mit Schach. Zwei Uhr mit Starif. Now there is a loche of Deifen Akuma. What does Deifen Akuma mean? Let's say, suppose you have a Deifen here and then you have Schach Posel. Then you have Schach Posel. So if it's Poches, if the Schach Posel is within Dalet Ames, less than Dalet Ames, removed from the Deifen, and then you have Schach Kosher. Then you have Schach Kosher. So, now you put here Schach Kosher, but up to this point it's Schach Kosher. So if, let's say, there's three Ames from the Schach Kosher up to the Deifen, so then we say Deifen Akuma. So, there are two Pshot in Rishen, the Ram in Suke, mentions two Rishenes, two Shiris of Rishen. What's the, that's Aloch Lemeshim Sinai, it's not a story. But what's the aloche of Deifen Akuma? It's not isvore. It's like good asik mechitze. It's not isvore. But what kind of aloche does aloche l'meishim isina imply? So one pshat is that we say by Deifen Akuma, let's say here is the schach kosher begins, and up to here it's schach kosher, and there is three ames, let's say less than four ames from here to here. So even though it's much more than three tvochim, but less than Dalet Ames. So according to one sheet of Shenim, the aloch of Deifen Akuma implies that as if the Deifen is moved away. Now, actually, the Deifen is here. Now, the Schach Kosher begins here, right? So we say Deifen Akuma, so it's considered as if the Deifen had moved away, and as if the Deifen had been here. So then it wouldn't have any Schach Posh, you see. If the Deifen is here. But the Ram rejects that pshat. And he says, no, Deifen Akuma does not imply that we consider it, that we imagine as if the Deifen had moved away. No, but we consider this part of the Schach that is laid out in a horizontal direction, so we consider it as an extension of the Deifen. It's a Deifen Akuma, shudei kemashmoi. In other words, sometimes a Deifen is not straight. So here we consider not only this as the Dayfen, but this is also an extension of the Dayfen. So in other words, so where does the Schar begin? Over here. And the fact that it's Mikabel Tume, I mean the fact that it is that it's not kosher with Schar, so it doesn't make it possible with Dayfen. Everything is kosher with Dayfen. So in other words, so Mimele, if the Schar possible is placed within less than Dalet Vochim from the Dayfen, so we consider the Schach Posel as an extension of the Dayfen. So Teisa's Kashi is, now, if Teisa's Shite had been like the other Shite, not like the Ran Shite, the Dayfen Akumo implies that the Dayfen had been moved away. Here you have the Schach Posel. Here the Schach Posel ends, and you put Schach Kosher. So if Teisa Shite had been like the Shite, that Dayfen Akumo implies, that as if the Dayfen had been moved away, so then we understand very well Teisa's Kashi. She says, Vafel Gavi Dayfen Akumo, Mechsheres, Adaledames, so mainly the question is, why does the Gemara say, Chochel Golashlim Aliyud, Im Yesh Misvas Chakul Akeisel, Gimutvochim is Psul. Is psulo? Why should it be psulo? True, there is aloche of deifen samuch lischach, but by applying the principle of deifen akumo, so even though the chak happens to be more than three tvochim away, but we should apply the aloche of deifen akumo. So then, let's say the chak is here. So then it should be considered that if the deifen had been on the svasach chak. So it is Samuch Lischach. So this is the Teretz. No. When can we apply the Aloche of Dayfen Akumo if you already have a Mechitz of Yud? Let's say in the case where you have a Mechitz of Yud, the Dayfen of Yud, and then you have Schach Posel on top. So we apply the Aloche of Dayfen Akumo. So we move away. So it's considered as if the Dayfen moved. Mashenken here, the Dayfen is only eight Vochim. Only eight Vochim. So we cannot say Dayfen Akumo. So we cannot consider it as the Dayfen moved away to the Svasaka. But now, according to the Ranshi, so if Teisa Shite is like the other Shins of the Shenin, the Dayfen Akumo implies that we consider the Dayfen as it moved, so then we understand it very well. Teisa's Kashi. We have the Dayfen Akumo Mechsher as Adaled Ames. So Mimele, so why does the Gemara say Dabdaled Nisuke that Chokak bol Ashlim ol Yud im Yesh Misvas Kakol Kesel Gimu Tvoch im Psulo. Why Psulo? Because the Dayfen is not Somuch, the Dayfen Yud is not Somuch to the Schach, but by applying the Aloche of Dayfen Akumo, so then that is considered as it moved away, and here there is a Kak. So we have 8 Tvoch in this, and then we have an Emek of 2 Tvoch in, so together we have a Dayfen of 10 Tvoch in. We have a Dayfen of 10 Tvoch in. So he says, no, here we cannot apply the aloche of Dayfen Akumo. How, let's say, if we are to assume that Teisa Shite is like the Ran, it still could be explained. Even Teisus could agree with the Ran, that the aloche of Dayfen Akumo is not that it's considered as if it moved away. But the aloche of Dayfen Akumo is that this part of the kiro of the Schach is considered as an extension of the Dayfen. So Memele, that means that it's all Dayfen. This is eight Vochim. This is eight Vochim. And this Kiru is also part of the Dayfen. This Kiru is also part of the Dayfen. So Mimele, since the Dayfen ends here, and is just above the Chak of the Tvochim. So Mimele, it should be considered a Somuch Lischach, even though here it's in a horizontal direction. It's in a horizontal direction. And the Emek of the Bay here is in a vertical dimension. But still, it should be considered a Somuch Lischach, because the Emek 2 and the Gevar of 8 happened coincide at one mokim. At one mokim, because it overhangs, the mechitze overhangs above the imek of two. So the somehow it should be considered as some chlisrach. So Teisa says no. So then we can apply the aloche of the Ifnakumo. Avalhoche the Lishavi Mechitze Pochas Megimu Mitzvah. It's a Pochas Megimu Mitzvah Vagil Machitzes. Davis Somogos Vach. Tveile Mitzvah. Now, let's see what the Ramban says. Let's see what the Ramban says on this Kashi of Teisa. All the Rishinim make the same Kashi. So it's similar to the lashon of Teisves, but there is one difference between Teisves and Ramban. Teisves emphasizes the fact, the element of mechitzes smuches lischach. The Ramban doesn't mention mechitzes smuches lischach. The Ramban just mentions, he mentions the same drosha, sukes. But he says, Gabisuke, we require families. Hilkar be a nilon teir gimel, the level of it. Avul nishabes, kol heichad lebake rabim klal rishayoch. It's not the same thing that Teisve says. The Ramban doesn't mention mechitzes smuches lischach. He says, by suke we require families. But by Shabbos we don't require families. All right, why? We do require families, mechitzes. What families, mechitzes, the same thing. So the answer is no. The whole purpose of Mechitzes by Shabbos is to Neya Regorab. That's all. Now, what does Ramban mean? I think that Ramban is really saying the same thing that the Chaim says on the Ramban of Asher. Now, the Ramban says, Shabbos. Halacha Yudvei says as follows. B'chol oisim lechem. Lechem, what is a lechem? Lechem means if you have three mechitzes gemores, and then on the fourth side you put up a post. So then it becomes a rishit hayochit. And according to the Rambam, without the lechem, it's a mokim ptur midaraisa, it's a karmelis. But then, through the lechem, it becomes converted to the raisa, it's a rishit hayochit. And according to the other rishonim, so with three mechitzes it becomes a rishit hayochit. But midrabon only we require lechi. But according to the Rambam, so the effect of the lechi is midraise. In other words, without that lechi, if it didn't have the lechi, it would be a mokim tur midraise. And now that you put up a lechi, it becomes converted into a shayochit. And if somebody will throw from the rishus rabbim into this mokim, so then it will be chay. All right. So b'chol oisim lechi, afilu b'dobo sheyesh b'irua chayim, v'afilu b'sir anoye, avil chovim ומזול יש עצמו, או ישירו, שאיסו איסו לחי כושר, שהלחי ובי כלשהו, גבע הלחי עם פוחס מסורת לוחי, רוב בי ואובי כלשהו. So the lochi is lechi, does not require any definite shear, as far as thickness is concerned, as far as width is concerned, but lechi requires a shear as far as height is concerned. In other words, it must be at least 10 tvochim high. But how wide does it have to be? It can be as thin as it can be. I mean, doesn't matter. It's a thin stick with a minimum of width and with minimum of thickness can be used as a lechem. So there is no shear. So the shear is only required in respect to height. So Then you can also set up a kero, and then you'll be allowed to be mitalteh b'seichel. So behold, so the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel, behold oisim kero, avloi basher, lifi sheyesh lerecha b'kero shir. What's recha b'kero? In poches mitefach. The Halacha is that recha b'kero, so has to be tefach. One tefach wide. So since there is a shiur in recha b'kero, so we apply the aloche to semech the shiure. There is aloche to semech the shiure. That if something requires a shiur, and if it requires biur, let's say abrizore, a shiur, so the shiur is lacking. So memele, you cannot use a kero shel asher as a kero. A beam of asher as a kero animal. Why? Because it requires a shiur of tefach, so to semech the shiur, it's asher. It has to be destroyed. So the shiur is lacking. Mashein kein lechi doesn't require shiur because uvye kolchu and rechve kolchu. So meile we cannot apply the aloche of to semech the shiur because there is no shiur required. The Ravid is must. The Ravid holds that just as a kiro shel asher is not effective, so a lechi shel asher is not effective either. On the basis of the same principle of to semech the shiur, what the Rambam says. How is a child to say Ktusem Echte Shure? It's Uvye Kolshu and Rechvi Kolshu. So he says, but Geva is not Kolshu. So it requires a Geva of Yud. So Memele Ktusem Echte Shure. So the Shiur of Geva Yud is lacking. Oh, because of a Raivitza. In Uvye Kolshu, Govei Mias Tzorich Shiur. She Geva Yud. Elo Bein Lechi, Bein Keiro Muta. So he says, So he says now, so there is no difference between lechi and kero, but it should depend upon the machlekes and gemore, whether lechi or kero mishum chitze, or lechi or kero mishum heka. So if we say lechi or kero is mishum chitze, so ben kero ben lechi cannot be made out of asher, because ktusem echte shure. But if we say that lechi or kero is mishum heka, so then it doesn't matter. But there couldn't be a difference between lechi and kero. Because just as kero, just as the aloche of Tusem Echte Shure applies to kero, why? Because the width of the kero has to be a tefach, so the lechi. Also, if it's made out of a shero, it's ineffective on the basis of the same aloche, because the height of the lechi requires a shiro, tenfold. All right, now. So Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim, he gives a very, very good terence. I mean, you see, this is expressive of a very big yisod in Mechitzes. So he says, the Shittas HaRambam is that Mechitzes, he says it in regard to Lechi, but it's not true just of Lechi. Lechi is a Mechitze. The Rambam passes that Lechi is Mishu Mechitze. So it's true of all Mechitzes. That there is a distinction, there is a fundamental distinction between Kero and Lechi. Kero, so the shiur is required in the heft of the kero. In other words, the heft of the kero must have a width of a tefach. It must have a width of a tefach. So memele, if the kero or the beam is made out of a shiro, it requires biur, it has to be destroyed. So ktusemach the shiur. So the shiur of tefach is lacking. Shiur of tefach is lacking. Like an esrik shel ashero, we say ktusemach the shiur because it requires a certain minimum shiur. So if it's an esrik shel asheiro, so he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. The shiro is left. So here too, the kero shel asheiro, so cannot be used because the shiro is left. Mashein kein ligabi lechi, so it doesn't require any shiro. True, it has to be gavei ayud. So gavei ayud is not a shiro in the heftz of the lechi. It's not. This is the lechi. This is the mechitzah. So it's not that the lechi has to have a height of it. It has to be makiv, a mokim. It has to shut up over a mokim of youth, a height of youth. So the shiur is in the space that the lechi, which is a mechitze, has to shut up, has to be chitze. So the shiur is not in the heft. So memele we cannot apply the aloche of tusemach the shure. The aloche of tusemach the shure implies that if there is a shiur in the chefze, and if the chefze has to be destroyed, so then the shiur is lacking. The shiur is lacking. But by kero, there is a shiur in the chefze. Here, Balechi, there is no shiur in the Hefze. Suppose you could set up Balechi that itself is not Yutvachim Hai, but it will be Chetzit, a mockim of Yutvachim, so it will be good. In other words, the main Yisod is that by Shabbos, by Mechitzes of Shabbos, we are not interested in the Hefze of Mechitzes. The halacha is that the mokim has to be muket mechitzes. It has to be muket mechitzes. We're not interested in the heft of mechitzes. The mokim has to be muket mechitzes. It has to be chotz. And this is what Ramban says. So what Rav Chaim says in the Ramban is really implicit in the lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban says here, So in other words, that Gabi Shabbos we don't require the Chetz of Mechitzes. Of course, if it has no Mechitzes, so it's Poutz. So it's a mocking poet, it's not chotzot, it's not shut up, it's not enclosed. But the halacha by Shabbos is, in order to be a Shayochi, it must be in an enclosed place. It must be shut up. It cannot be an open space, an open place. So it's not that we require the heft of mechitzin. The mocking has to be chotzot. The mocking has to be shut up. The mocking has to be enclosed. So, Mimele, Gabi Suke, if the kak is more than three tvochim away from the kesel, so that means that, by Suke we require the heft of tvanis. What kind of a deifen? A deifen that is 10 tvochim high. The heft of the deifen has to be 10 tvochim high. Here we don't have a heft of a deifen that is 10 tvochim high. Unless we'll be mitzarei the kesel here, and the image of the chtat in another place. So it's so if they are within three tvochim, so it's in the same mokim, we can be mitzar of it. So it's one day even, because it's in the same mokim, it's within three tvochim. Masha'im kein, if it's three tvochim or more than three tvochim, so then it cannot be mitzorev. It's not one day even. It's not one day even, and we require Gabisuke, the hefts of the event. What it mean the hefts of the event? You have to have three twannies. And here you have two half twannies. You don't have one day event, one whole day event. So we may let the suki is possible. But if it's pochis megimel, so then it's one day event. Mashinkin Gabi Shabbos, we don't need a hefts of twannies. Who is interested in twannies? The mokim has to be muket. A mokim of geva yud has to be muket. So that chak is muket first with two tvochim of emek, the pnei habeir, that is makim the chak, and then the kesel levachut away is also makim. So the whole chak is muket. Ten mechitzes. So the mele is a rishis ayochi. So Reb Chaim says, so the aloche of ktuse mechte shiure is only shayach. The aloche of ktuse mechte shiure is only shayach. Is only shayach when there is a shiur in the heft. So keiro, so the shiur of tefach is a shiur in the heft. So the mele, if it's a shiur, ktuse mechte shiure, so the shiur and the hefti is lacking. Masha'in kein gabi lechi, what is lechi? Lechi is a mechitze. So what does it have to be given you? Not that the lechi, the hefti of the lechi, the post has to be given you. If it is 9 tvochim high the lechi, so what kind of a mokim is muket mechitze? Is shut up. A mokim of tes, not in an open space, not a space of yud is enclosed. But in mocking, so some mail it's not shayach to say to semech the shoes. This is what he says. So this is what Ramban means. Now, since tasteless doesn't say that, tasteless emphasizes the fact of Mechitzas Muchas Nischach, so apparently tasteless Shita is not like the Rambam. It's like the Raivet. You see, the Raivet applies the Aloha of Tusemach Teshure with Gabi Lechi too. Why? Because Tusemach Teshure. So obviously the Raivet Shita is that by Shabbos, besides the fact that it has to be Nimna, Regal Rabim has to be Nimna, that the Mokim has to be Mukef, has to be shut off from the possibility of passage by the Rabim, so there is also a requirement in order to become a Rishta Yochid, it must have the Heftz of Mechitzes. It must have the tangible Mechitzes, the Heftz of Mechitzes it must have. Not only, even if it is shut off and it's enclosed from the surrounding space, So if it does not have a heft of mechitze, it's not a rishus hayochid yet. And still we say that chokakbol ashlimu liyud. So memele the chak becomes a rishus hayochid. So apparently we can be mitzarif in two different mechitzes also. So why by sukkah we are not mitzarif? So as he says, because by sukkah there is a special aloche of mechitze smuches nisrach. But otherwise it could be mitzvah. Mashenk in the Ramban is something else. Because the Ramban shita is that there cannot be tziruf in two different mechanisms. And Teisva shita is there can be tziruf in two different mechanisms. But by Sukkah there is a special aloche of mechitzes muches l'srach. Now you'll see what the Teisva Yishem says. Ve'eit yishlema, v'hoche yish mechitzes glo yish mebachutz. ואין צורך לצרף הגידול, אלו די נעב היוד, וכשחוקק, דהי כאב היוד במוקי מאחוד, אבו רשוס היוחד, אבו בסוג כצורך לצרף הגידול, ובייס המגימו, לא מצטרף. So again, this is Shein apparently does not agree with Reb Chaim Shlom Desida. Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, he doesn't say it in the Raivet. Raivet is just the reverse. So we see that this is Shein Shite is the Chavez also requires the Heftz of Mechitzes. Not just that it should be shut up from the surrounding space. It shouldn't be open to the regular Rabbi. No, besides the fact that it has to be obstructed, that the regular Rabbi has to be obstructed, so it requires the Heftz of Mechitzes. The Heftz of Mechitzes. So the question is, so why is there a difference between Sukkah and Shabbos? So we see that by Gabi Shabbos, even though Gabi Shabbos too will require the Heftz of Mechitzes, so there can still be tziruf in two different mechitzes. Why shouldn't there be tziruf in two different mechitzes, Gabi Sukkah? So he says that in Chaname there couldn't be tziruf in two different mechitzes. So the reason as to why Gabi Shabbos, it is a Rishus HaYochid, is because on top of the Gag, there is a Mechitza of Yud. So Memele, he agrees with the Ram, with the Racham. The Rishenim obviously agrees with the Rach, that the Mechitzas Mbachutz are considered Mechitzas Mifnim too. So the fact that we have the Heftz of Mechitzas Mbachutz, that gives it a din mechitza mibefnim as well, because mibachutz it is a mechitza, it's a heftz of mechitza. So mainly even mibefnim it is considered as a heftz of mechitza. But the Rach says there is another prerequisite: we require lowly dira. It has to have avayud. So mainly, but when he makes a chak, so then there is chol yud, there is avayud. And as far as mechitza is concerned, so the mechitzes mibachutz is enough. But in Achaname, suppose that he does not have a give of yud even together with the thickness of the of. Suppose the kesel is 8 vochim, and then the thickness of the kiru of the ceiling is 1 tefach, so it's 9. So it's 9. And then he'll make ichkak. He'll make ichkak of 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 5 tvachim. 5 tvachim. So then we wouldn't say that it becomes a rishus hayochid. Only in this case, because He tells Mechitzes of Yud on account of the fact that Mibachutich Gavei Yud. But the reason is why without Echkak, it's not Rishzayochit, is because without Echkak, the other prerequisite is lacking. The prerequisite of Roli Dile, of Aviyud. So maybe if he thinks Echkak, so that supplies the other element, the other prerequisite of Aviyud. Masheinkein, if it is, let's say, eight vochim high the kesel, and the thickness of the kilo of the ceiling is one tefach. So even bachutz, it's not ten vochim. So he doesn't have mechitzes, and then he'll make echkak. He'll make echkak. So there is only eight vochim inside, and nine vochim together mi bachutz, and he'll make echkak of two or three or four or five. So it will not become a rishus ayuch. Unless he'll make a kak of 10 tvachim, so then that will be a bear on the cute. Why? Because we cannot be mitzarei. Emek with geva. Emek with geva, we can be mitzarei, but we cannot be mitzarei in two different places. I mean, the emek in one place with the geva in another place that is more than gimel tvachim removed from the bear. From the bear. But here we have a geva yud outside. So Memela, that gives it a din mechitzes inside too. But without a chak, it's not a rishayochit because Aviyud is lacking. But when it makes a chak, so the Aviyud is supplied, so Memela, it becomes a rishayochit. So we see from the Tesis Yishenim, that the Tesis Yishenim too agrees with, Tesis Yishenim too agrees with the Shita of the Raivet. With the Shita of the Raivet. That by Shabbos we also require the Chetzer Mechitzes. Mashenki in the Shita of the Ramban is, as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that by Shabbos there is no requirement of the Chetzer Mechitzes. Now, the Magid Mishneh says something very strange, but I think that he means what Reb Chaim says, except that he uses, Magid Mishneh uses mathematical language. So he says as follows. When it's only Hoshiva, Pirushiva, or Mashi, Hikshon, Liver, Abenu, Geva, Lechi. So there too, there is a shear of youth, so we should apply the law of Tusamech Beshure. Of Tusamech Beshure. Of Tusamech Beshure. So he says. והתירוץ בזה שיש ניקודס ויקבים ושטוחים. Now, ניקודס means a point. And קבים is a line. ושטוחים is an area. וכל זה לא קועה בדמיין. It's all that exists only in the imagination. It has no real existence. No, it's because there is no such thing as a point or as a line. I mean, Bimtzias, it must be three-dimensional. It must be solid. So, I mean, the existence of a point or of a line or of an area is only in imagination, I mean. It's all imagination. Let's say you put a line. So, now this line, that's not a line. This has three dimensions, you see. It means it's really the borderline between the green and the white, that represents the line. Not the white thing, because that is thickness. The line has only one dimension. So it's the borderline between the green and the white that represents the line. Not the white. The white, it has more than one dimension, the white. So it only exists, the borderline exists only in the imagination. And an area too, I mean a surface. A plane exists only in the imagination. The only thing that has real existence is a solid, not a plane. So he says, Sheyesh nikudeis, they are points, the kavim lines, ushtochim, areas, behold the lukua vidimyen, ve mitzias vipeyal, limkude, elobikar. He says that the point only exists in connection with the line. Ve akav limotze elobishetach. And the line exists only in connection with an area, the ashetach. So in other words,